Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Residents of Washington, D.C. are talking about the snowstorm headed for the city, but at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the hot conversation is all about lead. Mayors from across the country are taking in the lessons of the Flint water crisis. Among them is Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, who, of course, leads a community just 50 miles away. Current state's Kevin Lavery joins me now. Kevin, what does Mayor Bernero have to say about what's going on?
Well, Mark, Mr. Bernero tells me he's having some good talks with Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, as well as mayors from a few other Michigan cities. Certainly, Lansing has its own issues to contend with. Among them is a $650 million retiree health care and pension obligation. We'll hear about that topic here coming up in a moment. But first, I asked Virge Bernero about the Michigan story that is making headlines around the world.
Mayors everywhere are amazed, shocked, and appalled at what's happened in Flint. And it's a cautionary tale for sure. And I am, of course, making it issue, working with the mayors. The mayor of Pontiac is here. The mayor of Benton Harbor is here. The mayor of Flint has been here. So soon we will have some policies, some recommendations, and some protocol to raise the bar, to have standards on what these emergency managers can do. Because, look, they can leave devastation in the wake, obviously. Most importantly and most impactful right now is to deal with the crisis at hand and to make sure that people have one of the vital necessities of life, which is water. I mean, what's happened where you have the state come in and say, we're from the state, we're here to help you, and leave a city, take a city like Flint that is essentially on its knees and kick them in the teeth and put them on the ground. It is ground zero of a major disaster.
So along those lines, what did you make of Governor Snyder's plans outlining what he intends to do in the State of the State address?
I think it's a start. I think that the state has had a very slow and sluggish beginning. This is a beginning. The governor said that the buck stops with him. Well, I can tell you the buck certainly starts with him because he, the emergency manager, reported directly to him. He made the decision to remove the mayor, to remove the local authority, and replace it with state authority. And so he's responsible, and I appreciate that he acknowledges that. I believe in deeds, not words, and there's a lot of deeds that are going to have to be done.
We're talking with Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, who right now is in Washington, D.C. at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. We'll come back to your favorite topic now, Mayor, which is your city, Lansing. Lately, there's been some pretty big news with developments, the redevelopment plans for the Michigan School for the Blind. This is a partnership between the city and TWG Development. The main building is going to be transformed into some 130 family and senior housing units. My question, though, to you is that a few years ago, the site had already been approved by the Council for Redevelopment. What happened to those plans then, and will this development become more successful than what we thought the original would be?
Well, you know what they say, the third time's the charm. I'm hoping the second time is the charm. Look, we make announcements when we think a project is ripe. That didn't work out. I think this time we've hit pay dirt. I think we've got the right company, the right time, the right team, the right project, and we're very excited. This is a $24 million investment in the heart of the city. So we're trying to provide options. We want people living in Lansing. So it's a very exciting project. And again, it's not any one demographic, but it's all that we're trying to serve in Lansing. People of all ages, people of all ethnicities. We are, a multicultural city.
Let me switch over to finances for a moment here. The Lansing Financial Health Team has been operating for more than 2 years studying the finances. The team is set to release a report soon about this, and the team estimates Lansing is on the hook for about $400 million in unfunded health care liabilities, about $250 million in pension obligations. The team has said publicly that Lansing has the highest unfunded liability of any city in Michigan. So looking at $650 million in obligations, what is your strategy for paying that off in the long run?
Well, my strategy, Kevin, first of all, was to not bury my head in the sand and pretend that the money, that this debt didn't exist. And the truth is that this is far enough away, Kevin, that I could afford to ignore it. I mean, I could probably be mayor another 5 or 10 years, and this would not affect us immediately. But in the long run, it spells potential financial disaster. And I'm not content to just hand over a hot potato to the next mayor and let them deal with it. So we set aside $100 million in our budget. The city council agreed with me that we should spend that. We know it's going to cost about $200 million. 300,000 to do a study to really give us from get some of the top experts, because even the experts that we have don't feel quite up to the task of really digging into that, what you say, those financial numbers, and giving us their best guess. So we set aside $100,000. The state has agreed to match that $100,000. So we're prepared to do a $200,000 study, bring in one of the top consulting firms to lay out how bad is the problem and what are our best options for solving it. And we're not adding to the problem. The other thing is we've saved $200 million in long-term cuts. In terms of what I'm going to do, Kevin, we've gotten our unions. You know, we've talked turkey. We've really had tough negotiations with our unions, and I got to say they've stepped up. I got to say, you know, the Teamsters, the UAW, the police, the fire, they have sacrificed. They've made changes. And so already we've got $200 million in savings, but it's not enough. We know we have to do more, but we need help to figure out what that strategy should be. But the good news for Lansing residents and those of the region is that we're not just comfortable. We're not just burying our head in the sands and hoping for the best. We are getting the best minds. We're putting our shoulders to the wheel, and we will have answers. We will have options soon.
We're talking with Virg Brunero. He's the mayor of the city of Lansing. He's right now in Washington at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mr. Mayor, it's January, and some people are noticing that you're not planning on giving a State of the City address, as you've done historically in the past. Instead, you're looking to talk with the City Council more like March about the city and about the budget. Why the decision not to have a formal address this year?
Oh, I'll do a formal address in March. I've just moved it. And frankly, it's just I'm finally correcting something that I've been meaning to do for a long time. It was only tradition that led to the State of the City being done in January. And part of the reason I'm moving it to March is what we're talking about right now. January is a very busy time. It always has been. It's just completely jammed up. It'll be much easier. It'll be much less compressed. I think it'll be a better speech. And, you know, we'll have more time to really develop the themes and set an agenda, you know, and people will get used to it. It'll be from March to March. And I think not only will it be better for us, I think the future mayors will thank me that they will have less things jammed into January. So it really is just a logistical issue. And it also puts us closer to the introduction of the budget, which happens in March. So we'll be able to sort of link the message with the budget and the money that helps pay for that agenda.
Another topic is regionalism. That's been one of your buzz phrases for quite some time. And especially as we go forward into 2016, what can residents of Lansing and this entire region or the surrounding communities look forward to? I know that one topic has been the discussion of a possible regional fire authority. Lansing and East Lansing already share Randy Talaferro as the fire chief.
Randy Talaferro has done a yeoman's job, just a phenomenal job as chief of two departments, Lansing and East Lansing. This was a first for our region. I mean, these are two of the biggest departments, or the biggest departments in the region. So it was a big job. He's done it admirably, and that has helped to build trust, I think, in the fire service, not just between Lansing and East Lansing, but he is recognized as a regional leader. They have been in talks, the fire professionals, for some time, and I think we are moving toward a regional fire authority. Randy has put together a white paper that identifies that. More study will need to go into it. But, you know, these things don't happen overnight. It took a lot of years for us to get, for example, a combined 911 center. The county now runs that. It's one 911 for the whole county. That took over a decade to accomplish. But to have the closest vehicle respond, regardless of the unit, regardless of the jurisdiction, and most of us would agree that the closest unit, if you're having a heart attack, if you're having a medical incident, you don't really care about the patch on the uniform. It's about getting there first. And so we're going to first move towards something like that. Mainly, my mantra, Kevin, is regional support for regional facilities. You know, if people are using something regional, we have such great regional assets in Metro Lansing. And I think really the sky's the limit when it comes to regionalism. We are not prideful. I mean, we're proud of what we've got, but, you know, in Lansing, we don't have to run it. Our position isn't we run it and you pay for it. Our position is we're willing to see things move to the county, like the zoo. The county now runs it. It's a county facility. The river trail, the fire service. If we have a regional fire authority, that doesn't have to be under the mayor's control. There needs to be political accountability, of course, to elected officials. But our position isn't that Lansing has to run it. We're willing to give things up, but for the good of the region. We think that more and more services are that way. We think our citizens are open to that. You've got people that live in Lansing and work in Okemos, or live in Okemos and work in Lansing. We're all one Metro Lansing community, and I think we can save money and provide better services when we think and act regionally.
As we said, Mr. Mayor, you are in D.C. for the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Are you picking up a few nuggets of truth from your peers that you'd like to try out when you come back home?
Always, Kevin, always. There have been great sessions on metro economic communities, on law enforcement, and just a whole host of other issues. And sometimes those, sometimes you realize right then as you're taking notes, sometimes it hits you on the plane on the way back. But there's no question, I always learn from my peers. These are great opportunities. Right now, there's a little bit of a state of panic because there's been snow on the ground, and there's a big storm expected to hit. And so really, the whole city is preoccupied. So right now, we could teach them a thing or two about salting and sanding and shoveling because they are petrified of a few inches of snow down here. And so those of us from Michigan and Ohio and New York are kind of chuckling. But the city is just absolutely paranoid about what's coming. And that's hanging over us like a pall over the whole conference. There's always that great exchange, some of it informally just in the lobby, some of the great exchanges I've had. You'd think that I would talk to Michigan mayors, you know, in Michigan, but yet some of the great exchanges I've had here with the mayor from Pontiac and the mayor of Benton Harbor and Flint have been, you know, with Michigan mayors right here. Because even in Michigan, you know, we're busy doing our thing. We're busy running our cities. And so we don't have much opportunity to talk. So, again, so I do see mayors from all over the country. And it's great to catch up and see what they're up to, and you learn in little bits and pieces. But some of the greatest exchanges I've had here have been with the Michigan mayors.
Verge Brunero is the mayor of the city of Lansing. We've been talking about a number of projects and some challenges for the city in the coming year. He joined us on the line from the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Washington, D.C. Mr. Mayor, thank you again for your time. Please don't get snowed in and hurry back.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you soon, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.